Time to talk Money Matters Tuesday morning, and Shane Oliver, senior economist with AMP, joins us again. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
Well, yeah, you're well. Interesting day in the markets yesterday. Up a little bit, clawing its way back after those losses we experienced last Friday. BHP took a bit of a hit. They're heading into investing in copper, which I would have thought was a wise move, but the shareholders didn't think so. But I just want to get on to Star Casino, if I can, for a second. Yesterday, Chairman David Foster, it says here he stepped down. He didn't. He was punted. The board sacked him. And as soon as the board sacked him and he departed, the shares went up. It's an interesting telltale sign, isn't it?
It certainly is. It is a company that's obviously having a very rough ride. Obviously, regulatory issues hanging over the business. Lots of senior executives have left. I mean, interestingly, that share price you refer to, it was around $4. If you go back to 2021, 3 years ago, it was around $4. Mm. And today we're down around 42 cents. So it's certainly had a rough ride. I mean, these things have happened. I think we've all had experiences around this one, but there's a long way to go before the issue is resolved. But it's sort of understandable. Some people might be thinking, well, maybe it's not going to get any worse. So that's why some might have a look at it. Some investors might have a look at it.
It's funny because once upon a time, casinos were considered to be a license to print money or a license to launder money. and Barangaroo, which is Crown, is an interesting case in itself because all these casinos have been under the watchdog microscope. They're on their very, very best behaviour. And so making money legally isn't as easy as it used to be. Am I correct in thinking that these casinos were probably set up to attract the massive Chinese gambling money, the whales, they call them? The funny thing is, it's illegal to gamble in China, and it's illegal to bring your money out of China to gamble overseas. So what was the plan?
Well, that's a good question. And of course, there has been issues in China. I think Macau was legal, and that led to some issues
in Hong Kong
many years ago. Hong Kong. Yeah, it's a good question. Obviously, some managed to get around the rules to come to Australia and elsewhere to do their gambling. But you're right, that's what it was set up to do. And I mean, we used to look at these. I mean, people have different views of the gaming sector. I can't say I'm a big gambler. I don't gamble at all. But yeah, some sort of saw it as something that was relatively safe, perversely in a way. Yeah, it was a business that might still do well even in tough times because people would still take a punt in rough times. But of course, that's all been called into question in recent times with all these issues about laundering and the regulators, you know, enforcing the rules. And that's caused it to become a far more volatile and, I guess, uncertain industry that it used to be.
Indeed. And this Bruce Matheson is an interesting character. He's a pokies magnate. He's a squillionaire. He has increased his position. He is, I think, now the leading shareholder with Star. This guy is not used to losing money.
No, that's true. That's true. It would be, I think, anyway. He would probably think, well, he's, you know, in the business of poker machines, so he knows all about gambling. He probably thinks there's value here, that you know, if he ups his stake, you know, maybe gets involved in management or some way. I don't know precisely what he's thinking. He's probably thinking when the share price has fallen from $4 to 42 cents in 3 years, that there's probably some value to be found there and that the thing will bottom out at some point and then bounce back again. So you're right. He would know what he's doing in this play. Obviously, there's still a long way to go. Ordinary punters would still be very fearful about Star for good, obvious reason. But, yeah, sometimes long-term investors can see value at times like this. This is how Warren Buffett made all his money. When something's down and out, you know, you sort of bet that maybe it'll turn the corner.
Well, just remember this. The house never loses. Well, it's not it's not meant to. Anyway, what happened with the Commonwealth Bank yesterday? They've dumped bonus caps.
Well, they have. You may recall in the shadow of the Royal Commission, there was a lot of restrictions imposed on banks, particularly in terms of home lending. But the problem is that new businesses come along. See, Macquarie Bank is one of them. Back in 2020, it had something like 2.5% of the home lending business. Now it's got over 5%. So it's more than doubled its market share. And the traditional banks are thinking, well, maybe we've hamstrung ourselves here. We're losing our bankers. They're the ones we need to create the business for us. Let's increase their bonuses. My understanding is that CBA was increasing the bonuses for a top banker from 50% to 80% to try and stop them from leaving the business. So it's an interesting response, I think, in reaction to what is going on in the rest of the industry. You often see this, you know, you go through periods where the regulatory screws are tightened, all the banks become tougher in their lending standards, really cut down, and then of course a few years later things are sort of going okay, and then it swings back the other way and you get this easing, which is what we're seeing now.
Yeah, all right. What happened yesterday, the Australian shares went up a little bit, the market went up, it clawed its way back because there was some losses last Friday. And what's happened to BHP?
Well, it was down a bit. Yeah, you're always going to be wary of this. I've noticed this over the years, and it's not just over years, but over decades. Whenever there's a takeover announcement, it's great news for the shareholders in the company being acquired, because the purchasing company has to up the price to get everyone on board to sell their shares. Then that's the end of that. Once the takeover occurs, that's the end of it. Then it comes down to how well the acquiring company, if BHP is successful here in buying Anglo American, for whom they put in a bid, if they're successful, they've got to then try and make the business work, you know, get the cost down, get the economies of scale they're hoping for. And sometimes that doesn't happen. So that's why investors are a little bit skeptical sometimes when takeover announcements occur. Good news for the company being bought, but not so good for the company that's undertaking the buying. And that's why investors are a little bit nervous here. But the overall market did well yesterday. You may recall, yeah, we had a pretty bad week last week with the talk of higher interest rates, yes, and higher inflation numbers. So our market last week was just up 0.1%. But whereas when you looked at Europe, they were at 1.7%, US up 2.7%, tech stocks up 4.2% last week. So our market was playing a bit of catch up yesterday. And we saw tech stocks locally up 1.7%. But virtually every part of the market was up except energy, which was flat. Even I think the biggest driver of the gain in the market was CBA, maybe on the back of that mortgage news. But overall, a bit of a bounce back, a bit of a catch up to what had been going on in Wall Street.
And what's the Australian dollar doing?
Well, it's having a bit of a bounce back as well. And I think it's all because, well, maybe investors are thinking, well, maybe we'll see the RBA tightening. I don't think they will. Maybe raising interest rates. That in turn is then sucking more money back into Australia, and that's pushed the Aussie dollar to around 65.6 US cents. Still not fantastic, but better than it was a few weeks ago.
Better than it was a few weeks ago. All right, Shane Oliver, thank you for that. Always interesting news in the finance world. You'll keep us informed this week, as you always do. We appreciate that. Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver. Thanks, buddy. Captain Ollie.
Thanks, Luke. Take care.